Hey, you're that new kid, right? Where's the peppy cheerleader who's supposed to take you around the campus? Yeah, I noticed because you've been wandering the halls like an idiot for 5 minutes now. No, I'm not stalking you, silly. Anyways, what's your next class? English, with Mr. Granger. Yeah, that was done 30 minutes ago. Actually, that's the reason I was looking for you. He paired us together for the semester's big project. Yep, so I'm stuck with you for the next couple of months. When's your next class? In an hour? Okay, cool. Walk with me. We need to discuss the project. Good. Yeah, so I'm approaching you early because this project is important to me. A good grade from Mr. Granger means that I have a better chance of starting up my writing career. You know, you get recommendations from him sometimes. And I'm not going to let some noob take over and ruin this for me. Anyways, we have to write a novella. Usually, I wouldn't be worried at all and would just start the project myself without your help. But Mr. Granger had us draw lots, and unfortunately, I picked the worst fucking genre of all. Romance. Excuse me, why are you laughing like that? What? Why should I not worry? The genre is ridiculously boring, and there's never an easy way to write without sounding like a sappy, hopeless romantic. You wrote poems. Why am I having a hard time believing that? Fine, give me your idea. Really? You want to write about a boy starting his new life in a new campus and meeting this witty, I don't give a fuck girl? Are you flirting with me? Oh, you know what? No, I'm not assuming anymore. You are flirting with me. Because I'm cute. Listen, we've only been talking for 3 minutes. I think you may want to redefine your standards of cute. And I don't do cute, by the way. I don't do that mushy, sweet, adorable, cute shit that you're trying to pull off. Oh, how charming. You already make me swoon eternally. No. Oh, fuck you. No, I'm not flustered. You're just being too straightforward about this. Fine. The attraction is mutual, but only physically, not intellectually. Stupid. You know, for someone who claims you're a romantic poet, there is nothing romantic about what you're trying to pull off here. I mean, I'm no expert in romance, but common sense tells me that just because you're charming doesn't mean you have a sense of what love's supposed to be all about. Yeah, see, this is why I don't like romance. You're making me talk about such idiotic things like love and ugh. Do we even know what truly love is? You know what? Cut that bullshit, will you? Can we just get you to your next class? I'm tired of this. You want a tour? Then look for that preppy cheerleader you just lost a while ago. Oh, you ditched her because you thought she was boring. Really? Then just get a map and be done with it. You're not dumb enough to not know how that works, right? Oh, you want me to give you a tour of the campus? You know, even if I wanted to, my class comes up in the next 30 minutes. I can only give you a tour of the West Wing, so don't even bother. Fine. Follow me then, you spoiled brat. Okay, this is the music room. Miss Grundy is usually found here, playing whatever instrument. I don't know, if you ever want to take any lessons, she's quite accommodating to new students. Yeah, I studied under her for a while. She's actually pretty cool, but I stopped when I realized that I preferred writing over music. Yeah, I learned the piano. Can you cut it with the flirting? There's nothing impressive about that. It's really making me uncomfortable. Anyways, beside the music room is the old library. No one really goes here, which is why I like it. Everyone else prefers the newer library with all the laptops and computers they can try out and borrow or whatever. Oh, me? Nah, I prefer silence. Less bullshit that way. The books here are pretty solid ones, I'd say. I mean, you have the classic ones, of course. You got Jane Austen, Virginia Woolf, Faulkner, Twain, Orwell, Fitzgerald, and a ton more. And then you also have the overly commercialized ones. You got Langley, Paulo Coelho, and the others, I don't know. I mean, I like Coelho's work, but there was a time when he was the only name I see in bookstores, and it's ridiculous. Oh, me? I'm more of a Chuck Palahniuk fan. Aside from Fight Club, Tell All. Tell All is a pretty crazy story about old Hollywood that sort of applies to our generation as well. I mean, all the fascination in material things, brands and labels and trophy partners, our obsession with our image, our passion for things that are pretty but toxic, it's pretty fucking stupid. I mean, it's hypocritical of me to criticize our own generation, but when you read the book, I mean, you can't help it. Sometimes you just realize how barely we've even progressed. And why are you staring at me like that? No. Hey, yeah, I know I said you look attractive, and thank you for the shit ton of compliments you've been paying me, but don't get any ideas that I like you enough to... Whoa, okay, stop. Why did you do that? Why didn't I stop you? I don't know, you kind of took me by surprise there. How can I even try to stop you? I had 3 seconds to stop you and I went, no, you know what? That's really not okay for you to do. We literally only just met. I hardly think this is appropriate for us to do. Sometimes attraction is best approached head on. Really, that's the most bullshit reason you can think of to kiss me? Yeah, I liked it. So, that doesn't mean we should continue. Listen, I have class in half an hour. And yes, you're really attractive, fine, I'll admit that. And maybe, yeah, I like the kiss, but... You know what? Fuck it. No. No, you know what? You want to meet attraction head on with no hesitation? Then let me cut the crap and save time. Yeah. We're doing it. Right here. Right now. So take off your shirt and pull down your pants. No, don't fucking worry. When I said no one ever comes here, I mean it. This is my silent sanctuary. There's not even a goddamn security in this room. Now. Yeah, you should fucking thank your lucky stars I wore a skirt. Oh, what the fuck? Did you just rip my panties off? Hey, that's not for. Oh, you are so going to pay for that. Fuck. Your fingers are so. Deeper. Deeper. Oh, fuck you. Go fucking deeper. You know what? Just please fuck me now. Fuck me now. Let me wrap my legs around you first. We can lean against these shelves. They're sturdy enough, I think. Yeah, I'm ready for you. Oh, fuck, your cock feels really fucking good. You're getting close. Me too. Oh. Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. I'm going to be late for class. I'm so gonna be late for class. You fucking asshole. You dragged me into this. No, fuck you. And you fucking tore my panties off. How am I gonna clean up and head to my next subject? God damn it. You have to pay for these, you know? Shit. I know we lost ourselves in the heat of the moment, but this really shouldn't happen again. Oh, fuck, this really shouldn't happen again. You now have inspiration for the novella? Fuck you. God, you're so unbelievable. Un-fucking believable. God damn it, girl, get a grip of yourself. No, nothing. You know what? Ah, fuck this. Oh, girl, the things you're gonna put yourself into. No. You're in this. You might as well take advantage of it. Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm fucking talking to myself. Listen, I really can't go to class without my underwear, and as much as I don't want to admit it, I'm fucking soaked and dripping with your juices. So I'm gonna go back to my place. Anyway, no one's at my place right now, so. You just want to skip your subject and take me home? Yeah, I thought so. Let's go.